Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana coal advocates are hailing the Supreme Court's ruling against the Obama administration's attempt to limit toxic emissions from power plants. The justices ruled the Environmental Protection Agency failed to adequately consider costs when regulating emissions from coal and oil-fired plants. EPA says it could cost over $9 billion annually to install and operate pollution control equipment. Coal advocate Chuck Deneau of the Count on Coal Montana Group calls the decision a significant victory.
The ruling signifies that the EPA needs to take cost into consideration when they're designing these rules.
But EPA says the regulations the court overturned would annually save tens of billions of dollars more than they cost. Those savings would be realized in the form of saved lives, better health, and fewer lost workdays. Montana Environmental Information Center's Ann Hedges says this week's Supreme Court ruling is disappointing, but adds it won't have much impact on Montana.
Montana took care of this problem. Back in about 2006, they adopted a rule that power plants starting in 2010 had to limit mercury emissions, and they have been controlling them successfully ever since.
But MEIC says EPA's rule would have also required tighter restrictions on a host of other pollutants, including hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acids.
Our coal at Coalstrip results in very high levels of acid gases and mercury, but they've been limiting their mercury emissions. And honestly, Coalstrip was proposing some pretty inexpensive ways to limit those emissions, and it's unfortunate if they don't move forward with implementing those measures.
Talon Energy operates Coalstrip. The coal-fired power plant generates energy sold by utilities across the Northwest. Talon spokesman Todd Martin says the Supreme Court ruling changes nothing for the company.
We intend to continue along the same planning and operational path as we had before. And our plants were well positioned to meet the requirements of this ruling. And as we sit here today, each of our plants is in compliance.
Count on Coal Montana's Chuck Deneau says the ruling could have significant implications for EPA's pending regulations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
We believe that the EPA has not done a very good job of calculating what the costs of that rule will be, not just on the industry, but what the cost to consumers will be and cost to states like Montana that supply a lot of the coal.
EPA's mercury and air toxic standards that were overturned this week by the Supreme Court took effect earlier this spring. They'll remain in place as a lower court and the EPA figure out what to do next. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.